Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Ted Williams, Scott Spears back with you here on a Wednesday, June the 8th, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour, 62 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. Anything on your mind, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. We were talking in hour number one about the continuation of the River Valley commencement speech that happened on May 27th. The gentleman gave the speech in which he said marriage should be between a man and a woman. And then the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities asked the man to resign. The man has said he's not resigning. And two more stories for a total of five from the Marion Star. Actually six, because I think their editorial board had something to say about this past weekend as well. But today the two stories are a River Valley graduate wants an apology, and the school board and the superintendent are not apologizing for what the gentleman said. All right. Well, we heard an opinion in hour number one about that. What do you think? Do you think they should apologize? Do you think the man should resign his board position? Do you think this really denounced five to six stories in the local newspaper? Must be selling newspapers. 740-751-4038. And right before we went to break there, we did have a question about the story that we had run on us in the Marion Star yesterday. Basically, where we are now, we just did not get the information that the FCC wanted questions answered. They have to be turned in by June the 20th, which is about 12 days from now. We've got it about 80%, 75 to 80% prepared, so it will be turned in before June the 20th. And then life goes on to the next step, I guess it is. But that's where that story is. But thank goodness for everybody out at River Valley for knocking us right out of the news yesterday. Our story was not much of a story compared to the reaction that the River Valley story was getting. So there you go. That's how that is. But if you have any questions in regard to that, we'll be glad to answer them. We don't hide anything here at this station. 740-751-4038. Also talking about the Strawberry Frosty. Has anybody had a Strawberry Frosty yet? Did you run out when I started talking about it in hour number one and get a Strawberry Frosty? Let me know how it tastes if you did. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, a special guest on this program in celebration of our 8th anniversary week. It's a guest who's never been on this show. It's a name you would know. And that will be tomorrow, 9:15 to 10 a.m. And I'm not telling anybody about it. You just got to tune in to find out who it is. Okay, gas, $5. Over $5, what do you make of that? And other than that, I think those are the stories we have. Anybody have anything to say or want to comment on anything else going on in the world? 740-751-4038. Don't forget, Glenn Coble will be on with me today from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. Then we have Glenn and Dr. Feynman from 12:10 to 1 p.m., Nate Redman with Offbeat News and Trivia from 4:10 to 5 p.m. Live at 5, the show with no name, Pastor Craig, Nate, and possibly Terry Tackett at 5:15. And then at 6:15 today, the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon. So don't miss any of those programs. 17 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Scott, so the 8th anniversary note could be the last anniversary note.
Well, you know, Yeah, I know. Well, like I said in the newspaper, it's very interesting because we won't be going anywhere. People can listen on TuneIn. People can listen on the website. Okay. Yeah.
I listened to you on Roku a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Roku has us. If you have an Alexa or a Dot, you can listen, a tablet, smartphone. I mean, there are a bazillion ways to listen to us, and we would not stop. If we had to shut the transmitter off, it would be business as usual on those platforms, so we certainly wouldn't be going away.
Hey, Scott, what I was reading on it maybe was the license, before we talk about that, was there a complaint again, or someone trying to be a paid local radio station? I know they're after you.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, yes, I mean, there definitely was a complaint. What happened was the FCC did not come looking for us. What happened was, and I went through this a little bit yesterday, but it's worth bearing repeating again. What happened was the former manager of the LPFM station here in town, and I'm not going to mention his name, and I'm not going to say anything derogatory about him, but it's the same person who's turned us into everybody. He turned us in again, and this time his claim was that we had put a dead person on our board of directors. Now, our board of directors is no secret. It's Sean Kraft, Glenn Coble, Linda Sims, and Terry Tackett. Last time I knew, none of them were dead. Now, sometimes it's hard to tell, but... you're right, exactly. But what had happened was, and we just have not had a chance to explain this to the FCC, we used to have a five-person board. When we went on the air in 2014, there was a lady put on the board. In November of 2016, very unexpectedly, she was on vacation in Michigan. She died very unexpectedly. And we decided, in honor of her, and also because it's hard to get people to come to board meetings, we would leave that spot open and just not replace her. So we called the FCC in January of 2017 and said, this is what we're going to do. We're not going to fill that position. We're going to go to a four-person board. How do we handle this? And the FCC said, if you're not replacing her and it doesn't affect a voting quorum, which one person does not affect a voting quorum, they said, you don't have to do anything. And that's what we did. So we never took her name off. We never did anything. So that's what it's all about. Silly as that, that's what it's all about.
All right, let me ask you this. I don't really know which thing, but I'm sure I can probably dig to find out, I hope. So should all your listeners get a complaint against them? Just a little payback.
You know what? I'll tell you something. I would never encourage any... Like yesterday, before we even got on the air, first call yesterday morning at 8:15 was a lady, devoted lady to this station, asking how can she write in, how can she email these judges, and so on and so forth. And I will say the same thing about that I say about this. I would never encourage anybody to do it because I wouldn't encourage anybody to do anything. But what people want to do, if you really want to do something like that, if there is something, you know, shaky somewhere, or you do want to email this, their emails are available, the judges, the people involved. Their phone numbers are available, so it's not hard to find. So, you know, people can do, kind of like with the River Valley speech, people can do whatever they want.
Right. Their ratings must really be terrible to complain.
You know what always shocks me? Two things always shock me. Number one, they always use my picture and my name, and I'm not on the board. So I don't know why I always get the publicity in those situations. And number two, I don't really think we're that big a deal that we should be covered like that. I mean, I like to think I'm a big deal, but heaven forbid.
You are a big deal here, Marion. A lot of people like you. Love listening to your radio station. I hate it when I get on there and say, hey, this is Scott, and I'm out. I'm like, man, I wanted to listen to it live.
Well, I appreciate, and I always appreciate, and I know our listeners are devoted, and I, you pick up the newspaper or somebody calls you and say you're in the newspaper, and I think, hey, you know, I did not realize that, you know, because, I mean, the mayor's in the newspaper and the auditor and the commissioners. Right. I really don't think a radio station host denotes being in the paper, but apparently they think so.
You're right. Real quick, it reminds me of a gentleman I used to work with. Thought the world of him. He's deceased now, but he would make people look bad just to make him look good. And that sounds like what that radio station do, the jealousy. They're going to make you look bad to make them look good, and they're the ones that look bad.
Well, I would like to say this in parting on this, is that if we were doing something wrong and somebody really genuinely believed that and had no agenda, I would have absolutely no problem with them reporting it. But, if you are the manager at one point of another station in the same city, in the same town, and you have said derogatory things on social media, and you have even made the statement to the FCC that my goal is not to see that station in compliance, it's to see it taken off the air, which this person has done, you're not generally concerned that we're doing something wrong. You just want us gone.
Yeah, you're right there. All right, Scott. You have a good day, and I'll be listening to you from here on out.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. We would love to hear from you. And like I said yesterday, the other issue is how much money do you want to spend on a lawyer? Anybody who's ever hired a lawyer knows that that is not a cheap proposition. It's unfortunate. That's what happens in society today. When somebody makes a claim against you and it goes to a hearing, you have to have some representation. What is that old saying? Only a fool. It basically, you know, you don't go in without a lawyer. If you try to represent yourself, you're a fool, basically, is the idea behind that. So again, how many thousands of dollars do you want to spend on an attorney? That becomes a question as well. But as I say, if we should ever go off the air for whatever reason, you never know, the transmitter might blow up someday. There are other ways to listen to us, and we would not go off the air. As the gentleman just said, we're on the Alexas, we're on the Dots, we're on the smart televisions, we're on the tablets, we're on the smartphones, we're on your laptops, we're on your computers. Any way you want to listen to us, you could. And it's all free. It's the TuneIn app. It's free to download on any device. Search WWGH. You can listen to it just like you're listening to the radio. Or go to the website. So we wouldn't be going away. Let's put it that way. 740-751-4038. 26 minutes past the hour. And you never have to worry about reception with the internet. 740-751-4038. Or driving out of the listening area. You know, if we're on the internet, you never drive out of the listening area. Okay, if you have any more questions in regard to that, you can give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Or if you've eaten the strawberry frosty, we'd love to hear about that. Anything you'd like to say about the River Valley story, which continues to go on and on and on and on. And then maybe your answer is just, I'm sick of that story. Let's see here. Surprise guest tomorrow morning at 9:15. Somebody who's never been on the show, but somebody, it's a name you're going to recognize. $5 gasoline. Okay, those are the stories right now. If anybody's got anything to say in regard to any of those, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Always enjoy talking to you, the listener. Or if there's anything else on your mind, give me a buzz. If there's something you're thinking about that is an interesting topic or just something on your mind this morning, we'd love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. We would love to hear from you. Okay. Well, you know, we've got these Bettman and Halpin CDs we're going to give away at some point. I want to find a creative way to give these away. We've got four of them. Let's see here. We've got two copies of Bettman and Halpin 1,000 Miles, and then we've got two copies of Bettman and Halpin, what's this, Timeless. You know, Glenn, I think, said he had five CDs, and I've only got four. So I think Glenn might have copped a CD. We'll have to talk to him about that when he gets in here at 10:15 this morning. I don't know what happened with that. In any event, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Or again, are you just tired of hearing about the River Valley story? Anyway, you know what I want to bring up as we approach 8 years here on this station on Friday? Is Don Fleming. Now, I've told this story before. Don Fleming was a gentleman. When I first started in radio, many, many moons ago here in town, I used to cover county commissioners and city council meetings. And Don Fleming was a local citizen. I believe he owned a construction company, to be honest with you. He used to get up in meetings, and he was fascinating because he had a way of speaking, and he had opinions, and sometimes he could be abrasive. Anybody who ever heard or saw Don Fleming in action would not have forgotten it. And I have not seen or heard Don in I don't know how many years now. It's probably been over a decade. Well, I would like to hear from Don. Now, I brought this up about a year ago, and we did find out that Don is still alive. And I think one of our listeners found his phone number and called old Don up and told him that we were looking for him. And we never heard from him. And I feel bad about that because we're approaching our 8th anniversary here. So I figure I want to have Don on. You know, I'm curious to what's happened with this man. Because so many people have went to their reward, and he was so active in, and you know what? He did lambaste the commissioners. He lambasted city council members. You know, he told them what he thought. There was no doubt about it. But free speech, I guess, if you listen to the River Valley School Board or the superintendent out there. Does anybody know Don Fleming? Because I thought I would bring this up as we head into the 8th anniversary here on Friday. I would love to hear from him. Does anybody know him personally? Because the one time our caller called him, which has probably been well over a year ago now, I guess he did remember me, and he did remember or know the station or something, said he was going to call in. Nothing ever happened. So does anybody know Don Fleming or how he is? He would probably be in his early 80s now. I think he's still with us. Last we knew, he still was. But does anybody have any updates on him? Does anybody know him, know his family? A very unique man, to say the least. And if he ever does call in here, you would know it was... His voice is very unique. The way he speaks is very unique. You would know who I'm talking about. Does anybody have any information on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'll tell you, one time Don had some work done on his neck. And he had one of those neck braces on. And it was just a stark sight because Don was a big guy. Not like a heavy guy, but he was just a tall, big guy. Looked like a football player. And Don got up with this neck brace on, and he got to that microphone at that county commissioner meeting, and he was just exercised about something that morning. And holy moly, batten down the hatches. I don't know if anybody does that at county commissioners or city council anymore. There used to be a few people who did that. I think the one gentleman is maybe has went on to his reward. But last we knew, Don had not. And we hope Don's doing well. So does anybody know Don Fleming here in town? Does anybody know how he's doing, what he's doing? Be interested to know. 740-751-4038. Last we knew, he was doing okay, I guess, as near as we could tell. Still answering his phone when last we checked. Apparently no updates this morning on Don Fleming. Nobody wants to talk about River Valley. Nobody's had a strawberry frosty. Nobody knows anything about Don Fleming. And that's where we are. Nobody's upset about the $5 gasoline. Okay. Where else are we here this morning? Okay. I think that's about it for the current event portion of the program this morning. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Oh, here's one for you. Last night, you know, the other day we were doing the Family Feud. And we had a category. The category was, name a term that starts with fairy. Now, shows repeat on this station. So it was like 9:30 last night, and my phone rang, and it was a name I did not recognize. So I pick up the phone, and I say, hello, and the person says, fairy dust. Now, at 8:30 at night, I have no idea what this person is talking about. It sounded like one of those code words on Get Smart. Fairy dust. And I said, that's what I said. And then it clicked into my brain. I thought, oh, this is somebody answering a trivia question. And I said, no, that's not on the list. And they hung up. I don't know what happened to them. So if you ever wonder if people listen to the repeats, yes, they do. Okay. Well, you know, we never did finish that category, so why don't we give that a shot here? Name a term that starts with fairy. Now, we do have two answers here, fairy tale and fairy grandmother. But there are still three other answers. Does anybody know what they are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. About 25 minutes left in this particular segment of the program. Name a term that starts with fairy. We've got fairy tale, and we've got fairy godmother. But there are three other answers. Does anybody know what those three other answers are? 740-751-4038. What smart people do we have out there in the audience today that we can get through this particular category in the next 25 minutes and not have to talk about terms that start with fairy? 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what the three remaining terms are? Terms that start with fairy. Go ahead, caller.
Well, does it have to start with fairy?
Yes, that's the category. Starts with fairy.
Well, I thought a tooth fairy, but that doesn't start with it. So,
no, no tooth fairy.
So how about fairy wings?
You know, fairy wings are number three on the list. You've got it.
You're kidding me. Yeah,
good guess. Good guess. Thank you. Yes, fairy wings show up on the list at number three. Now we're down to two answers. Name a term that starts with fairy. Go ahead, caller.
How about fairy dust?
No fairy dust, but a good guess.
This is Bob from Columbus.
Oh, Bob, how you been?
Very good. Been busy lately, but I better check in since they're going to kick you off the air.
Yeah, there's a big furor about that apparently going on. Now, how do you listen to us down in Columbus?
Through an Apple smartphone.
Now, isn't it easy to listen on an app?
It is.
You know, God forbid they should knock us off the air. I mean, I don't think we would change anything. I think the internet's the way of the future, but boy, you know, it's a big. First of all, lawyers are expensive, and this person's a little nutty.
Well, and we're going to take care of that. Eric and I have made a voodoo Florence outing pizza, and we're ready to deliver it to this gentleman, and let nature take its course.
Well, you know what? I should be back in the office the second week of July. I should technically be back the first week, but we'll probably end up doing the fair. So I'll be over at the fair the first week of July. So when I get back the second week of July, we'll have to set up something and do something fun. It's been a while.
It's been a while, we can do that.
Yep, we'll do that. Well, hey, thanks, Bob.
Right. No fairy dust, though.
No fairy dust, no.
Sorry, when you say that. I was talking about Hoover Day.
Thanks.
All right.
Phone number, our phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a term that starts with fairy. We've got fairy tale, fairy godmother, and fairy wings. There are still two answers left. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. See, just like Bob said, it's very easy to listen to us on other devices. Cell phone, Alexa, smart TV, whatever you got. Okay, go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello.
Would fairy cartoons be one?
No fairy cartoons.
Okay.
No fairy cartoons on the list. Name a term that starts with fairy. We've got fairy tale, fairy godmother, fairy wings. Two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. 39 minutes past the hour. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the two remaining answers? We would love to hear from you. Are you out there? 740-751-4038. All right. I think we're getting a call here. Go ahead, caller.
How about fairy magic?
Fairy magic. No fairy magic on the list.
Well, I can't figure out why fairy wand and those aren't there, or fairy two. I can't figure those out. So.
Yeah, we got fairy tale, fairy godmother, and fairy wings, but...
But the common ones aren't there, like the fairy dust and stuff.
Yeah, no fairy dust, but they're... I mean, the two on here, one, to be honest, is kind of out there, but the other one, I don't know. It's an interesting category, for sure.
Well, you'd think a tooth. That's the first thing I think of fairy is a tooth fairy.
Yeah, no tooth fairy, unfortunately.
I know. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 740-751-4038. Name a term that starts with fairy. We've got fairy tale, fairy godmother, fairy wings. Still two answers left. This has been a real stumper for people here today. 740-751-4038. Name a term that starts with fairy. 19 minutes left in this particular portion of the show. And then Glenn Coble will join us here, and we'll have a stimulating two-hour conversation. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Fairy-like.
Fairy-like? Not fairy-like. Fairy-like. Not an answer showing here on the board today. Well, let's see. Name a term that starts with fairy. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 64 degrees in sunny skies here in Marion today. A very tough category, I understand. The last two answers, very difficult to come by. A term that starts with fairy. Who's going to be the smart person who slides in and gets the answer here? A term that starts with fairy. Fairy tale, fairy godmother, fairy wings have all been taken. But there are two answers left on the board. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try fairy money.
No fairy money on the list.
Okay.
No fairy money on the list. Name a term that starts with fairy. Any guesses at all? 740-751-4038. Oh, you know, one of our listeners, was it yesterday? The Y-men were supposed to come out and see if he could get a ramp put in at his home. Wonder how that went. Hopefully well. If you're out there listening, let us know. How did the visit from the Y-men go yesterday? 740-751-4038. Okay, the category. Name a term that starts with fairy. We've got fairy tale, fairy godmother, fairy wings. Two answers left to go. Does anybody know what those two answers are? 44 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. A term that starts with fairy. Have we ran through all the terms that start with fairy at this particular point? Hope not, because there are two left here. You know, and to be honest with you, these last two terms probably are more old-fashioned things than current things. I would say, let's see here. I don't even know what kind of clue I could give on one of these to see if we could get it. Okay. Well, okay, I'll give you a hint here because it is a little bit of a difficult category, I guess. One has to do with decoration. One has to do with decoration, and the other one has to do with food. Okay, so that's a little hint for you. One has to do with decoration, and one has to do with food. Name a term that starts with fairy. 740-751-4038. We've got fairy tale, fairy godmother, fairy wings, and then we've got the two we don't have. One has to do with food, and one has to do with decoration. Terms that start with fairy. Who's got their thinking cap on now? 46 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Fairy light.
Fairy lights. Now, have you ever heard them called fairy lights?
Yeah, I have some fairy lights.
Oh, yeah. See, nobody thinks of that.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. Well, hey,
I have.
You have. Well, thanks for calling. Yes, fairy lights are on the list. Those little lights. A lot of people put them in jars now for decoration. So that is the one that has to do with decoration. Fairy lights. Now, what is the final answer? It has to do with food. Name a term that starts with fairy. We've got fairy tale, fairy godmother, fairy wings, and now we've got fairy lights. Does anybody know what the final term is that has to do with food that starts with fairy. 47 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And finally, we will be out of this very difficult category. The fairy category. 740-751-4038. Name a term that begins with fairy. It has to do with food. Any guesses? 740-751-4038. Well, we got the fairy lights, but the one that has to do with food may be a little more difficult than, obviously, the one that had to do with decoration. Maybe this person's got the answer. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Fairy garden?
Fairy garden. Not a fairy garden, but a good guess.
Okay.
No fairy garden on the list. A term that starts with fairy. It has to do with food. That's the guess, or the hint. Has to do with food. We've got fairy tale, fairy godmother, fairy wings, fairy lights. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm going to try fairy cake or donuts.
Yep, fairy cake. Now, what is fairy cake?
You're kidding me. These can't be.
What, do you know what fairy cake is?
I have no idea, but I thought food. You're talking about probably sweets or cake. You wouldn't be talking about a steak or something.
Well, I have never...
I mean, fairy wand and dust should be there. I have no idea what a fairy cake is.
Well, apparently a fairy cake, as I'm looking here, is kind of like a muffin. Kind of like a cupcake.
Well, maybe it was something they made years ago, and that's what they called it. I don't know, but the only food I could think of would be a cake or a donut.
Yeah, that's what a fairy cake is, but that's it.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, fairy cake was the answer. So name a term that starts with fairy, fairy tale, fairy godmother, fairy wings, fairy cake, and fairy lights. Those are the answers. Okay, let's move on to another category. Now, let's see how smart the audience is. We've only got 10 minutes here. Let's see if we can tear through these five items in 10 minutes. The category, name something besides books that you might find in a library. Something besides books that you might find in a library. We've got five answers here. 740-751-4038. Something other than books that you might find in a library. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say tapes. Those video things, discs, tapes.
Videos are, movies, number five on the list here. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Name something other than books that you might find in a library. Something other than books you might find in a library. Now, we've got movies, but there are still four other answers. Something other than books that you might find in a library. 740-751-4038. 51 minutes past the hour. What are the other four answers here? Something other than books that you might find in a library. You know, when the weather's nice, I think everybody goes outside and does things. Go ahead, caller.
The hour? Computers.
Computers, what? Number one on the list. You got it. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm going to say furniture like books. I mean bookcases.
No bookcases on the list. No bookcases on the list. All right here. Name something. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead. Hello?
Magazines.
Magazines, number three on the list. Thank you. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost that caller. Well, if that was you, give us a buzz back. All right. Well, easier category. Now we're getting some calls. Go ahead, caller.
Magazines.
Magazines, number three on the list. You got it. Magazines was number three on the list. So we've got computers, magazines, and movies. 8 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. Things other than books that you would find in a library. Go ahead, caller.
Magazines.
Magazines, number three.
Cool.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about a copier?
No copier. No copier on the list, but magazines is definitely on the list. All right, I think we got another call coming here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, caller.
Go ahead.
No copier.
Are you there, caller?
Printer.
No printer on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Newspapers.
Newspapers, number four. You got it. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say people.
No people on the list. Okay. People do not make the list today. We've got computers, magazines, newspapers, movies. Go ahead, caller.
A librarian.
A librarian, number two on the list. You got it. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, those are the things. Name something besides books that you would find in a library. Computers, librarians, magazines, newspapers, and movies. All right, well, that only took 4 minutes. Well, let's really put the pressure on with 5 minutes left to go. We have one more category with five answers. This should be easy. You can do this in 5 minutes. Name a food you might find in a school cafeteria. Name a food you might find in a school cafeteria. Five answers. 740-751-4038. A food you might find in a school cafeteria. All right. 5 minutes with the pressure being on. Go ahead, caller.
Macaroni and cheese.
No macaroni and cheese. No macaroni and cheese on the list. Name a food you might find in a school cafeteria. Go ahead, caller.
Sloppy Joe's.
No Sloppy Joe's. No Sloppy Joe's on the list. Name a food you might find in a school cafeteria. Five answers on the board. 5 minutes left to go. Gonna have to get an answer a minute. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say fries. I was going to say Sloppy Joe's just to say fries.
No fries on the list. Fries do not make the list. Name a food you might find in a school cafeteria. All righty here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Milk.
Milk, number five on the list. You got it. Go ahead, caller.
Hamburgers.
No hamburgers on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Tommy Marzetti.
What's that?
Tommy Marzetti.
No Marzetti. Marzetti. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say fruit.
No fruit. Go ahead, caller.
Pizza.
Pizza, number one on the list. That Bob in Columbus did not get that. I'm so depressed.
I know.
Poor Thanks, Bob. He gets Marzetti. Thank you. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's say pizza.
Pizza number one. You got it. I can't believe Bob in Columbus did not get pizza. He guessed Marzetti. Holy mackerel. 57 minutes past the hour. We've still got three answers left in 3 minutes here. Name a food you might find in a school cafeteria. We've got pizza and milk.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say spaghetti.
No spaghetti. Go ahead, caller.
Spanish rice.
No Spanish rice. No Spanish rice. No spaghetti. Food you might find in a school cafeteria. 740-751-4038. We've got pizza. We've got milk. Three answers left to go. And just about 2 minutes. Holy moly. Glenn Coble and I coming up from 10 a.m. till 12 today. Dr. Feynman and Glenn on the Progressive Life from 12 to 1. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10. Live at 5, The Show with No Name, Pastor Craig, Nate, and Terry Tackett, 5:10. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 tonight on this station. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hot dogs.
No hot dogs. No hot dogs. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say orange juice.
No orange juice. No hot dogs. No orange juice. All good guesses. Name a food you might find in a school cafeteria. 2 minute warning here. Go ahead, caller.
I can't think of anything. He said hot dogs. I can't think.
Okay. No hot dogs on the list. We're under 2 minutes. Whoa, we're about down to 1 minute. 1 minute and three answers. I guess we are not going to get this one unless, boy, we get three answers called in here in the next 60 seconds. 740-751-4038. Name a food you might find in a cafeteria. We've got pizza and we've got milk. Three answers left to go here. All righty. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Chicken nuggets.
Nuggets, number two on the list. You got it. Go ahead, caller. What's that?
Salad.
No salad. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello?
Hi, tater tots or haystacks?
No tater tots. Go ahead, caller.
Cookies or cake?
No cookies or cake. All right. Stay tuned. I'll be on with Glenn Coble. Maybe we'll continue this. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 15.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
And as I teased before we went to the break there, we have on today a lady who I've had on the program, I believe, two times before. But every time she comes on, I am excited. She's one of the most kind is the word I think of when I think of this woman, people that I have ever talked to, and I can tell you, I won't name names, but there are people who have been